And
you know, I was the underdog when I asked my wife out on a date.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
He's a weapon. Stability is the key in any situation.
This is the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. My name is Zion Palmieri, and I'm joined here alongside Mr. Trevor Martin. It's fun. We got WEEM alumni in the studio, a house full of sports directors today. How's your day going?
Right. It's going great, Zion. I'm happy to be back with you. I've called a couple games, you know, after I graduated from here. I went on to Ball State, just graduated in May, and yeah, now I'm the assistant manager here, so it feels great to be back with you, Zion. It's awesome to be back in the studio, and yeah, let's get it going here for the coaches show.
All right, let's get straight to it. Here for our opening segment, we're going to recap the past week in all fall sports. It's kind of hasn't really started for most of these guys, so we're going to give you a little bit of a season preview. I'll start with football. I'm going to cover it very lightly because, you know, that's going to be the main topic here. We've got two segments with Coach Richmond coming up, so stay tuned for those if you are interested. But, you know, last year they go 6-6. They lose in the sectional championship. It was a very tough loss. This team is different. They've got a chip on their shoulder. They've got a new junior quarterback in Brant Gray, and they're very hungry and excited.
They are, Zion, because, yeah, last week I know you and Liam Davis did a great job covering program day for the 2 hours, kind of a special preview there of the season. But, yeah, I would agree. We were actually talking off-air before we even came on about how impressive Brant Gray has been, at least for me, just seeing him one time last Saturday. But I feel like the versatility and his ability to be that dual threat guy that I think Pendleton's kind of hung their hat on for a lot of years. I mean, even when I was here, you know, had Evan McMillan and Luke Candiano, both great quarterbacks that kind of, you know, were a 1-2 punch there for Pendleton Heights. But I think now with Brant Gray, you know, I think Coach Richmond, even when I was started here, Christian Conkling was a sophomore. He rode him for 3 years. You know, he had, you know, game in, game out, just he got better and better. And then obviously by his senior year, he was excellent. So I think having Brant Gray even for 2 years, I think most coaches, you know, it's harder in high school because you usually have guys, you know, you sit behind for a lot of years and then you eventually work your way up. But I think definitely someone in Brant Gray that I think Coach Richmond is going to be happy to have for this season and then hopefully for next year as well, too. So I think he's someone that really has been impressive, at least in program day. We'll touch on the scrimmage with Coach Richmond as well and kind of see what he took away from that. But I think with Brant Gray at the helm, this team is going to be really successful this season.
Yeah, moving on, we'll talk about boys tennis, of course, coached by Bryant Beard. They haven't really gotten to anything so far yet. Last Thursday, August 14th, they had a scrimmage at Indianapolis, Bishop Chittard. But, I mean, that's a very good team. They finished last season with a record of 11-7, their best in the past 5 years. And they lost to Fishers, who made a deep run to semi-state in the sectional. So it's a tough loss there, but this is another hungry team. You know, here's the asterisk here. They graduated a lot of varsity starters, names like Austin Perney, Parker Kuhn, and Troy Thorson. They're going to have to cover for those losses, but I think they can do it. Bryant Beard's a very hungry coach. We're going to have him on the coach show in the next few weeks, and that's an exciting scene to watch here.
It definitely is. Yeah, I feel like you mentioned, you know, losing to Fishers, but making a deep run to semi-state. I think that's kind of, we'll mention that throughout these segments before Coach Richmond comes on and even maybe a little bit afterwards after his segments. But I feel like the biggest things we talked about is like a lot of these teams, they're losing to these teams that make, yeah, these deep runs. They win the sectional, maybe the regional. Like, it's just crazy to think about how tough our sectionals are. You know, of course, volleyball is the one that year in and year out is going to be tough because Yorktown, like we will preview later too, they're always a great team. You know, so I think that trickles down to, you know, obviously boys tennis. You know, we've talked about the sectional changing a little bit, you know, New Pals moving up a class. So maybe that gives Pendleton Heights more of a, you know, better leverage, I guess you could say, because New Pals always a team that was always a tough out and they were sectional champs. You know, them and Mount Vernon were usually the top two in our sectional from year in and year out. So that'll be definitely interesting to think about how these sectionals are so tough. And that's why Pendleton Heights, again, usually can make a run to the championship, but it's hard to, you know, win them when you have teams that, you know, bigger enrollments and just, you know, just a lot more intensity, I guess you could say, at some of those bigger schools. And, you know, Fishers, Hamilton Southeastern, Nobles, that we'll talk about in a second too. A lot of good teams, so it's definitely tough year in and year out in these the tough sectionals, but we'll see. I think Pendleton Heights is set up for success again. Like you said, Coach Bryant Beard, great man, great coach, so hopefully he'll lead this team to success this season.
Yeah, some notable seniors that are going to make a lot of plays on that team are Braddock Souders, Dane Reddington, Jagan Sultan, Owen Keene. All of those, I believe, are returning varsity starters, and you know, they're going to have a good season. I know all those guys. I'm a senior now, so it's like all the people I know are stepped up into their lead roles on their team. They're going to have a good season. Let's move on to boys soccer, coached by Kyle Davey. You'll actually get to hear his interview. I sat down with him this week, a bit of a season preview. So stay tuned for that later in the coach's show. But he hasn't had any matchups so far. Today will be their first one. They'll travel to Guerin Catholic for their season opener against the Golden Eagles. That'll be a really good game. They finished last season with 11-4 record. We're just shy of conference. They were 6-1. Mount Vernon was the perfect 7-0. That's pretty tough. I know girls soccer, Mount Vernon also won the sectional, so Pendleton Heights is right behind them, and they can get it done. That's a very tough team. This is another one that graduated a huge class of varsity starters. It's kind of a common theme throughout all sports. Last year just had a huge senior class. Some big names that graduated: Jack Weflin, he had the second most goals on the team with 9. Lucas Mayer Adams, the goalie, he led the teams in saves with 38. Something interesting on the stat sheet, I talked to Coach Davey about this. He only has seniors for goalies last year. You know, who's going to be the guy? Stay tuned in the interview. You'll find out. They got to recover from this large varsity class graduating, but they definitely can. Notice some notable senior leaders also coming back are Dylan Johns, who was the lead goal scorer last year. They can get it done. You know, they're playing more tough teams this year. Their Lawrence Central game, which is their home opener, that's the first time they've played Lawrence Central in a very long time. You know, they put that on the schedule because they want to get better.
Right, and Zion, I think that's a huge thing, because, you know, I feel like you talk to any coaches, they're always going to want to have that ability to schedule those opponents. And I think, you know, obviously the reason that Lawrence Central wants to play Pendleton is because they know 11-4 season last year didn't end the way they wanted to. And I know that's unfortunate. You know, when you go 6-1, you think most other years you'd be totally fine. But that one loss being to Mount Vernon, and of course, like you said, they finished perfect. So tough to, you know, finish second in the conference, and you had to lose in the sectionals again to another team in Hamilton County and Hamilton Southeastern. But again, I think, like we've talked about, the ability to kind of bounce back from that and schedule these tough opponents is going to set you up for success. It may be tough. It may, you know, hopefully you can win that one, at least battle for the length of time in the game. But it's one of those that's going to be tough. But I think the Pendleton Knights, again, tough-minded team. I think trust the process has kind of been a moniker across this school for a long time. And that's another thing to mention. And I think this soccer team will carry that mantra and have a great season.
Yeah, all right. Moving to girls soccer, of course. Another one that hasn't really got their season started yet. It will be today against Yorktown. Will be their home opener. So go show the Arabians some support there. Last Wednesday, they did have a scrimmage also with Indianapolis Bishop Chittard. So a little context for them. They got a new coach this offseason. It was announced in June 2025. That Nathaniel Somers is going to take over. Chad Smith had this to say about him, quote, "We are happy to have Coach Somers as a part of the Pendleton Heights High School athletics. We are impressed with his emphasis on the mental part of the game, as well as his training and the struggles that our adolescent student athletes face on and off on the field during a daily basis. Family is also something very important to him," end quote. There's a lot more to that. He had a lot of good things to say about this coach. It's going to be a new fun addition to Pendleton Heights.
It definitely is, Zion, because, you know, kind of mentioning, yeah, the record last year, maybe not what they wanted with 8-9-1. You'll touch on that too. But yeah, I think it's always good. You know, you don't, change happens, and that's one of those things where with girls soccer. But it sounds like, you know, he obviously went to Indiana Wesleyan. I think he's had a lot of, you know, places. You know, he's been at Oak Hill High School for a few years, so he's someone who I think comes in with a winning pedigree, and I think he'll be able to make a difference on this girls soccer team. A new voice, new leader on the team, which I'm sure, you know, I'm sure the girls will respond well to him, and he'll be able to get the best out of them game in, game out throughout practices. I know soccer is one of those sports where it's challenging. You know, you're obviously constantly running, constantly trying to, you know, get goals, and obviously play great defense as well too. It's one of the sports I always admire soccer players, because it's such a tough sport for sure. But I think that he, with him at the helm, I think this team, again, will have as much success as they can extract from this season. I think, like you said, we mentioned the tough schedules from boys soccer. I'm sure that's no different with the girls soccer team as well too. But that in the long run will pay off for them.
Yeah, and you know, they compete in a really tough sectional. So a guy that was the director of strategic planning at Texas Soccer Lions Academy, you know, I'm not too sure about that program. I'm going to interview that coach here in the coming weeks. That's another one, that story we're going to follow. You know, we're going to find out about that. We're going to see who Nathaniel Somers is and what he brings to this girls soccer team. So that's an exciting thing to watch. We'll move on to girls golf. One of the few seasons that has started already. They played last Monday. They traveled to Winding Ridge to play the Lawrence North.
I think they're the Wildcats.
Wildcats, yeah, yes. Yep. Pendleton Heights won that one 214-232. Coach Hillary Slick said, quote, "It wasn't pretty, but it was a win." Junior Kirsten Dumovich shot a 49. Senior Morgan Bricker shot a 51. And then finally, senior Olivia Hall shot a 56.
Yeah, and I think, Zion, that's a good way to start out the season. And they're always, I feel like, a sport that starts, you know, right when school starts. They're having a lot of, you know, practices and things before the school year even begins. So it's one of those things where, you know, girls golf always been a, you know, I think Coach Slick has been here for quite a while. So she's someone who's always, you know, been impressive. And I think she gets the best out of her golfers as well, too. And I think this team, you know, will touch on the experience that they have. But I think that, again, this is a team that, you know, the season, you know, unfortunately kind of ends early in the fall for them. But they still have, you know, a lot of matches still ahead of them. So looking forward to seeing what they can produce, you know, on the golf course this fall.
All right, they also played a matchup last Wednesday against Shelbyville, a conference opponent. They won that one 187-192. We're going to keep moving here. We got to go quickly. Boys and girls cross country, they haven't started their season yet. They actually have quite a while. August 23rd will be their first invitational meet, that one at Taylor University. This is another group that has a strong returning group, but also some key seniors that left. I think the main person to watch out for this year is Benson Davis, of course. 2024 Herald Bulletin Cross Country Athlete of the Year in 2024. He placed 9th in sectionals, 6th in regionals, and 51st in state. He's talked about a lot. He's a coveted track athlete here at Pendleton Heights, and it's going to be exciting.
It will be, I think, with Benson Davis at the helm for sure. You know, again, his junior year finishing out almost top 50 in the state, basically, and to be able to even get to that meet as a junior is impressive. So I think for him, looking forward to what he can do, trying to probably increase that and get even, you know, maybe top 30, top 20 in the state. I'm not sure what his exact individual goals are, but hopefully as the team, but also with Benson Davis at the helm, is going to be successful.
Final sport here, girls volleyball. Last Thursday, they had a scrimmage also against Indianapolis Bishop Chatard. Their first game will be a Monday, the 18th versus Richmond. That one, home opener. They finished last season with a record of 17-15, finished 7th in the conference with a 1-6 record. And they lost to Yorktown in the opening round of sectionals. And you mentioned it earlier, this coach's show, kind of a prestigious volleyball program. They had a record of 33-3, and they were the state runner-ups. They're going to have a tough season with the graduation of Casey Werfel. Last year, she had 284 kills, 34 serving aces, and 242 digs. They can definitely recover from that one. But, I mean, this Hoosier Heritage Conference is not a fun one to compete in.
And no, it's definitely not. And like you said, Zion, I mean, I think across the board, really, in the whole state, this is one of those toughest conferences in the state for sure. And like you said, too, Casey Werfel, of course, impactful on the volleyball court. But as people know, I mean, she was the county's all-time leading scorer, Pendleton Heights' leading scorer for basketball. So her presence will be missed, of course, this fall. But I think it'll even be more so this winter. And Coach Rogers, I'm sure he's still got a great roster. We'll cover them, obviously, as it gets closer to the late fall and early winter. But she's definitely someone who will be missed. But other players to look out for, too, this season will be really impactful, and excited to see what the volleyball team can hold for this season.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we return, I'm going to talk to head coach of the Arabian football team, Jed Richmond. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters, and from Detour Salon and Style, haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at detoursalonandstyle.com.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined alongside my co-host Trevor Martin, and we have in the studio coach of the Arabian football team, Jed Richmond. How's your day going so far, coach?
Great. Great to be here.
All right, so last night you had a big scrimmage against Mooresville, pretty far away. What were your overall takeaways and impressions from last night's scrimmage?
Well, I think we saw what we expected in some ways. A lot of positives, a lot of things to correct. You know, I was really pleased with our effort and our attitude. Kids were coachable, and, you know, they're a solid program, you know, and that's why we scheduled them. We want to go against the best and gearing up for a really tough conference and non-conference schedule. So it was a good test for us, and I think we held our own.
So, Coach, yeah, and in mentioning that, just what stood out most to you? You know, either some positive things you want to take away from last night.
Yeah, I think, you know, well, you got some guys starting for the first time. You know, the most obvious is Brant Gray. I thought he played very well. I think he was 8-for-11 passing, and he ran it in a couple times as well. So, you know, I thought we controlled the line of scrimmage. We took care of the football. I mean, we took the ball away 3 times, and you know, Hudson had 1 pick later on, a 50-50 ball that he threw up. So, but at the same time, it was you know, the guys did a good job. You know, as far as that goes, and that's going to win games. Defensively, thought we flew around. You know, there's a lot of guys playing very unselfish. Turner Seal's one of them. He's a nose guard up there, and it was his first start. So I was really proud of him. And then you got some guys that have been around a while, Kiesling and, you know, Preston Wolf and Eldridge and McKinley, those guys inside that I thought their effort was really, really good. And so our front seven, you know, Forsha and Garner at linebacker really did a nice job setting the tone and leading. Obviously, things to clean up all over the place, but their effort and attitude and physicality were there.
You mentioned some people getting their first start. Last year, you taught me a term that I don't think you knew you taught me, baptism by fire.
Yeah.
Does that come in a scrimmage like that, or is that really hit in week one? Are we going to see that in week one? What do you think?
It depends on the player, I guess. I mean, Brandt's pretty poised. He's a varsity athlete in three sports, so it doesn't seem like much phases him. But definitely there were some jitters for the guys, and I thought they did a really nice job of in Brandt specifically, and he's the most obvious because he's the quarterback sometimes. But there were some times up front I commended Kemper Owens. I mean, they did some moving and things like that on the defensive side. We didn't jump. We didn't have one penalty last night. So most importantly, you know, they had a kid ejected. We did not retaliate. So we've got to keep our composure, and it's a teachable moment. You know, we had kids come onto the field, which you kind of like to see. They got their teammates' backs, and at the same time, though, if that happens this week, they're ejected. So you cannot leave the bench to come onto the field. So that, but at the same time, Camden Saxon did a great job of not retaliating, and it was pretty egregious what the kid did. So I was really proud of our poise, and you love to really make an opponent mad. I mean, that's a secret of mine. I don't know that it's a secret, but I love the fact that we can get under others' skin because of our effort and how we go about things. And I was proud of the kids for that. So that may seem a little warped, but that's where we're at this morning. So.
I got you, Coach. So in last week's Coach Show, you mentioned how it's in your interest to keep as many players on their respective side of the ball. Why is that an important key to you?
Well, just depth. We want to play as many kids as possible, especially early on here. And, we have a lot of weapons. I mean, we had a lot of different guys get touches last night. Some that didn't. It's not on purpose. It's just how things go, you know. But, we want to start as many guys as we can, play as many guys as we can, develop some depth. You know, you're always going to have injuries. Kids are going to get sick. I mean, it's life. And so next man up mentality, definitely saw some kids step up last night and shine. We had some sophomores do some really good things, both in the varsity and the junior varsity sections of the scrimmage. So ultimately, you know, the team with the best numbers and that could fight off with the attrition is the one that's going to be successful. So it's a long season.
Is that a new practice for you? Have you been doing that for a while? On that coach, it was the first time I'd heard you bring that up ever. It was maybe a depth of issue, so you're doing it this season. What's that?
No, I mean, it's just you got to play the best players. We've always – that's always been a focus and a philosophy here. But there are some years where, and this isn't a shot at anybody, there's some guys like, you know, let's look at Eli Pankel, you know, who's playing tomorrow for the Jaguars. You couldn't take him off the field. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's extreme. But we've got a lot of good players that they make it hard. You got to make a decision, you know, I mean, when it's crunch time, there's some pivotal moments where you may see some guys playing both ways a little bit. But I think we're better from an endurance standpoint, physicality standpoint, the more guys we can get involved. And the way these guys have worked and this senior class especially has developed, we've developed into a team that has that capability right now. Our numbers are good. We have almost 100 guys on the team, 9 through 12. We didn't take any freshmen last night. It's the first time in a while we haven't done that. Had we been home, we'd have probably dressed a few, but just for the experience. But with all that said, the guys that showed up last night really did a good job. And we had some guys missing because of illness and stuff. Crazy, you know, little sick bugs hit us here a little bit early in the season, but we're going to be fine. But it's one of those things that you had some guys that were in there that got more reps last night than what we had planned out. Thought the coaches did a good job with that too, you know. It's a balance of you got to get some guys some experience. You know what some of the guys can do. I mean, there's guys like Graham and Kiesling who have been on that this is their fourth year, you know. I mean, they saw some action as freshmen. And so we know what they can do, but you still got to get out there, and they've earned it. They've earned a chance. It's almost like you look at the NFL preseason games, and you want to see the best players play. And you also, they've got to shake the rust off a little bit, even though we've been doing things. Last night was different than when we scrimmaged down at Martinsville a month ago. You know, it was just different. So, and next week will be entirely different. I mean, it's a longer game. It's there's more ebbs and flows to it. There's more reps. There's more on the line, you know. I heard a great quote yesterday. You can't weigh a dead fish if you're in competitive fishing. It's illegal, right? Well, that's kind of what the scrimmage is. It's like a dead fish, you know. I mean, congratulations, you caught a fish. Now it's dead. You don't get to weigh it. So, I mean, that's kind of how I feel about the scrimmage, yeah. You know. I mean, we scored more than they did last night, and no one cares. So here we go. It's Lebanon week.
Ryan, Coach, since you mentioned, you know, talking about Lebanon here, we talked about how, in my opinion, both, you know, Pendleton Knights and Lebanon have a lot of similarities. You know, two teams that compete in tough conferences. Mm-hmm. Each kind of have a chip on their shoulder, and each, you know, fell short last year in sectional championships. So from a coach's perspective, do you think Pendleton Knights is a similar program to Lebanon in that way?
Oh, well, I'm not going to give you my true feelings on Lebanon, but I sure love our program a lot, you right. know. And one of my former players is defensive coordinator at Lebanon, and my first head coaching job was at Western Boone, which is their arch nemesis. Yeah. So, but their new head coach, Josh Yoder, is a class act. He is an outstanding coach. He's a state champion, assistant coach. And last year he was their defensive coordinator and they beat us. So that's what I think of them. Right. So I have a ton of respect for Coach Yoder, and Josh DeBard is the defensive coordinator. He was an outstanding player for me. You know, a long time ago now, 16 years ago, but, and he's a great teacher. So we had a ton of respect for him. They should have won their sectional last year. They lost a heartbreaker to Huntington North. I think it was Huntington North. And, regardless, you know, we got a ton of respect. They got some new players in, they got some transfers. They are fast, athletic, and, we got our hands full. They're going to be very aggressive and well coached. So, you know, we can't be complacent and satisfied with holding our own against Mooresville.
Kind of previewed our next segment with you, Coach. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll get to that swiftly. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group. Retirement planning, risk management, and legacy planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001. Or online at talktofeg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. My name is Zion Palmer. I'm joined here alongside Trevor Martin, my co-host, and the Pendleton Knights football coach, Jed Richmond. Now, we talked about last night's scrimmage, and we kind of previewed a little bit of Lebanon. So, starting off, last matchup that you saw against Lebanon, the season opener last year, there was 88 points between two teams.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a firefight. Yeah. The Arabians ended up falling 48-40. What are your expectations for this season opener?
Well, we can't beat ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you know, early in the season, it comes down to conditioning. It comes down to execution. And that may sound very, you know, just coach-like, but it really does. They out-executed us. You know, we had a drop for the game-tying touchdown last year. You know, we drove down and, it was a third down. It doesn't matter now. It's in the history books, but, it's one of those things where we left a lot of opportunity out there, both in execution to stop them and then execution to score more. So, you know, we're a different team now. They're a different team now. But it's been a good four-year, you know, series with them. I mean, they've got us twice and we got them once. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full with them. They are dynamic and athletic. They got some size and strength. They know where the weight room is too, you know, and so looking at last year, we've got a lot to learn from that, and it comes down really to ourselves first, and we can't beat ourselves.
Hey, Coach, you know, we talked about kind of week one of football is notorious for kind of, like you said, in the scrimmage, you know, sometimes sloppy, full of miscues, mm-hmm. just kind of starting out the yeah. season. What can you do to help prepare your team for a more structured, disciplined game on Friday night?
Yeah, well, the heat will help with that early in the week. We got to handle that, and it's going to be warm Monday. There's a chance of rain in the middle of the week and things like that. So whatever comes our way this week, we've got to handle it so that, you know, Friday is in our favor. And we got to have some maturity. We have a strong senior class. We got to have some maturity and some leadership from our leadership council, some focus. And, it's game one. So just got to do the best we can preparing. They're going to have some things that maybe we don't expect. We're going to have some things they don't expect. But if you just read your keys and do what you're supposed to do, it generally takes care of itself, you know. And good fundamental football will prevail. And that's what we just got to focus on the basics, the tedious. You know, you got to fall in love with that process of the day-to-day. Your everyday drills are the ones right now when the conditioning is hard and when you're tired. That's the good teams, that's what they do, and that's how they come out on top.
Now, you already touched on this a little bit, but Lebanon's new head coach, Josh Yoder, yep. What does he bring to this team? Of course, he has some accolades to his name.
Sure.
You praised him a little bit earlier. Yep. What does his skills and past bring to this Lebanon team?
Well, I think he's confident, and he's a first-year head coach, so that always brings some energy. Their players know him because he was there last year. And, he's won everywhere he's been as an assistant. So, they won last year. So, I mean, he's a winner, you know, and winners do those everyday things, you know? So that's the thing that I admire about him. And the same with his defensive coordinator. I mean, they go hand in hand. I mean, they're going to be very prepared. They're going to be very disciplined, and, their kids are going to play really hard. And, so that's why I respect them, you know? And I think, I'd like to think they think the same of us. So when we compare the programs, that's where the parallels may be, you know. But at the end of the day, it's a new year, and we're a different team. They're a different team. So we got a week here to get ready, and the best one will come out on top Friday.
Right, for sure. So yeah, kind of touching on, you know, this non-conference part of the season, of course, Lebanon this week, and I know you're so focused, you know, by next Saturday we'll shift to then Guerin Catholic for the first away game of the season. But how does this season opening game against Lebanon help prepare you for future Hoosier Heritage Conference games that start September 5th against Newcastle?
Well, I mean, I think just the physicality, you're getting your body conditioned for going into a very physical conference. Guerin will provide that too, you know, hard-nosed parochial school, and you've got to be disciplined. There's no plays off. Like if you lose focus, you're going to lose that play, you know, and you lose enough plays, you're not going to be successful for the game. So, at the end of the day though, it's step by step. And, I'm excited for the arena that we get to play in. You know, everybody's curious, and media's all around. We're on TV Friday, and there's a lot of energy, a lot of excitement around the program. I mean, the PJFL kicks off today. We had the program day, obviously, but today's first games. So we got some boys playing Yorktown today, and we got some guys playing each other. And there's a lot of excitement, you know. There's a few hundred kids playing youth football. And then our middle school is playing Hamilton Heights today, which they've had a great week of preparation, so they got their scrimmage today. So there's a lot of just excitement, I think, no matter who we're playing. So you get a good opponent like a Lebanon to come in, it just adds that much more. And I hope the community's proud, and I hope the student body's proud. And it's our job to go out and play our butts off and give them something to cheer for.
Now, you mentioned this a little bit already. We've kind of covered a lot in this interview. That Lebanon matchup used to have a lot more emphasis during your time coaching at Western Boone. Does it have any significance to you now? Is there any extra fight when you're playing the Tigers? What's that like for you, Coach?
Yeah, I think, there's a lot of people I know, and so there's bragging rights, you know, but that's just human nature. I mean, at the end of the day, it's about this team and about these kids, and there's no one game. I mean, listen, I want to beat everybody, so I like, there's no favorites. I mean, do I enjoy competing against them? I do. But that's a respect. You know, you're going to get a good opponent, you know? And, so that's why I enjoy it. I mean, it's one of those things that, sometimes it's a sickness maybe, because it isn't going to be easy. And, but at the same time, it's the struggle and the challenge, and it's the beginning, you know. So I'm excited to get this season rolling. And, you know, Friday counts. That's kind of what I told the guys last night. Like, hey, we're our worst opponent right now. We can't – complacency and entitlement cannot come into our locker room. We have not arrived. A lot of good, but a lot to correct in every position, including my own. There's things I need to clean up, you know. And so we focus on those things this week. We're better Friday. We'll see where we're at.
All right, well, that'll about wrap up this segment. We appreciate you coming down here, Coach. We're really excited for week one, and it seems like the team is too. So yeah. I guess we'll see you ahead of that football matchup for our pregame interview, but thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Go Ravens.
All right, stay tuned for more. I got to sit down with Coach Kyle Davey of the boys' soccer team here at Pendleton Heights High School. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Stay connected with everything happening on campus and in the community by following 91.7 WEEM. Get game day previews, updates, tonight's broadcasters, podcasts, and much more. Follow us on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube for all the latest. Tune in to 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by S&B Heating and Cooling. Located at 6879 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to this interview on today's Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside boys head coach of the soccer team, Kyle Davey. Thanks for joining me. How's your day going?
It's awesome. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's get started. You're entering your 15th year as a head coach here at Pendleton Heights. That's got to be a big milestone for you. What does it mean?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, it flies by. I mean, you get in here the first couple of years and then I mean, next thing you know, you're in year 15.
Mm-hmm.
I could think back into all the teams I've had and just been able to coach some great guys here at the high school and just enjoyed my time.
Now, what drives you to come back after every year? I think you've got kids going through the Pendleton school program. Maybe you want to coach them. What is it for you that keeps you coming back year after year?
Sure. Initially, it's all the great kids that we have here. I mean, like, you get into it and then there's been some times where you think, oh, maybe I'll step down and go on to something else. But then you look at the future and what's coming in. And I mean, we just have great guys all throughout the program. Eventually your kids get to be that age where they're going through the feeder system. And my oldest now is in eighth grade. And so, I mean, I'm looking for that challenge next year of being able to coach him. And so then I have a sixth grader. So, and the plan is to stick around for a few more years and be able to coach them.
Now, you mentioned the feeder system in the young leagues here. Yep. In Pendleton school systems. How closely do you work with them and, you know, what does that look like?
So for about 6 years or so, I mean, I was very heavily invested running the academy program there almost every day of the week, you know, helping those kids develop and grow. And right now, currently I'm on the board as a vice president in that kind of a role. But I'm coaching at another club down the road and, we still have a lot of Pendleton kids that go to that club and just helping them develop and grow and just getting them prepared for the next step.
How much are you learning year after year about soccer? You know, you're vice president of that, which I didn't know about.
Right.
You know, I was trying to do some pre-information for this interview and I saw you went to Spain.
Sure.
How much are you learning year after year about soccer? New things, that is.
Right. I mean, that's the thing as a coach. I mean, you come in and, I mean, each year you learn more and more, especially going to Spain with our club. I mean, that was a huge experience being able to go over there and be able to see some of the best coaches in the world, train our kids, and just pick up some tips and cues from them. Every year I go to a coaches convention.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, ever evolving. I mean, just constantly learning and constantly growing myself as a coach. And so, I mean, just thankful for all the opportunities that I've been able to give. And now I'm giving back to the community and I love it. It's awesome.
When you first took this job 15 years ago,
yeah,
did you expect to become the person you are today with the family you have and, you know, as happy as you seem to be?
Honestly, I don't think I did. I kind of thought maybe it'd be a 4 or 5 year endeavor and then mm-hmm. I'd be done. But now I'm into it pretty thick. I mean, I'm in it. And so I'm in it for the long haul and I'm excited. And like you said, I'm happy. And
91.7 WEEM is conducting a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test.
Had to be a tough loss, but it, you know, built something for them. They learned from it going into this season.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we've created a great culture. I mean, like we talked about with the feeder program, even though we graduated 10 plus guys, I mean, we still have a strong core of returning players, which, mm-hmm. which is awesome for us. Cause I mean, I think when I first started out, you would go through these valleys where there wasn't a lot of talent. And so we still have the talent this year to be very competitive. We've got our first scrimmage this evening against Bishop Chittard, and so we're excited to get out there and see how the guys perform. But, I mean, I think in our minds, you know, we're still locked, loaded, and ready to go. I mean, we're going to go out there and compete and try and avenge that loss to HSE and try and bring home the sectional.
Do you set expectation or goals for the year? You mentioned the sectional at the tail end of that question. I know some coaches let their seniors do it, some, you know, not specifically looking in soccer, right. But what does that look like for your team?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't necessarily talked about it yet. That's probably on the docket for next week. But, yeah, I mean, kind of in the past, one of our big goals has been a conference champions. And that's still one of our top goals. But, I mean, we've had probably a 15-year drought or so since we've won a sectional. I mean, we compete in one of the toughest sectionals in the state, in my opinion. And that's the ultimate goal for us. And so we want to go out there and compete each night. I mean, these last couple of years, we've had 11, 12, 13 win seasons and we've shown very well. But now it's time to take that next step and bring home a sectional title.
Now you mentioned the Hoosier Heritage Conference. You were one game back last year with the loss to Mount Vernon. A very tough conference you play in. They didn't lose a game to win that conference title.
Right.
Is that matchup this year circled on your calendar for you and your players?
Oh, for sure. I mean, the match last year hurt. It was a tough one to swallow. And so, yeah, I mean, we definitely circled that one. And, but I mean, it's not just Mount Vernon. I mean, it's New Pal, it's Greenfield. I mean, those teams are, even though we beat them last year, I mean, they're circling us on their calendar. And so, I mean, we've got to come out each game with our A game and, be able to prepare for everybody's best game each night.
Now, talking about seniors a little bit, I believe 10 of your 22 varsity players graduated because they were seniors.
Yeah,
that's a big hole you got to fill. Are you confident in your guys? We brought up the feeder program a few times, right. But Dylan Johns is just an example of some of the good depth you have. Are you very confident going into this year?
I mean, we're not as deep as we have been the last couple of years, but I mean, our starting 11, 12 guys. I mean, we've got a great core returning group of guys. And you mentioned Dylan John. I mean, he's going to do fantastic things for us this year. I mean, we're looking for him to do a lot of great things for us. But then you've got some guys like Mason McEwen, who's a junior, Aiden Boys in the middle, Damian, Jackson Chamberlain, Yvonne. Those guys are going to anchor our back line. I mean, I'm very confident in our group. And I mean, we're going to shock some people, even though we graduated a lot last year.
Lucas Mayer Adams was your starting goalie. I believe on your stat sheet, all I saw was seniors in goal last year. That's going to be a tough spot for you to fill. Is there any idea who's that going to be right now?
The keeper spot is probably the most interesting spot for us that we're looking at. We've got Drake Blair, who this year will be a junior. And then we've got Holden Shanks, who is a sophomore. And so those two guys have been battling all camp. Right now I think Drake has the upper hand, but Holden's right there nipping at his heels. And so again, tonight we play Bishop Chittard. And so those guys will both get action tonight. And I mean, it may be a game by game situation on who's training the best and who's doing the best in training. And so, but right now I think Drake's got the position and we're ready to see that battle play out.
How do you coach your players through that? I feel like very easily that could become a bad situation or, you know, you could make it into this competitive battle. How do you coach your team through that?
Yeah, well, luckily I've got a great keeper coach, Todd Henderson. Todd was an all-state keeper here for Pendleton Heights. He went and played at Michigan State, and so he's our keeper coach. He puts those guys through quite the workout during camp, and, I mean, he creates that competition within those guys, and, I mean, he's looking to see who steps up. I mean, there's some days where one guy will step up and then one will have a bad day, but then, I mean, they're competing, but then they're also – challenging each other, like they're pushing each other to be the best, and then at the end of the day, I think that helps the team as well. So,
all right, well, two new matchups on your regular season schedule are Lawrence Central as well as Muncie Central. What do those offer for you this season?
Yeah, so Muncie Central, we've wanted to get them on the schedule the last couple of years because they're in our sectional, and so we want to be able to see those guys. Lawrence Central, I mean, they're kind of that soccer hub down there in Lawrence. I mean, so Lawrence Central, Lawrence North, they always have competitive teams. And so we wanted to get somebody on our schedule that would challenge us and push us on any given night. And so, yeah, those are two good additions, and I think they'll challenge us for sure.
All right. Well, one last question here for you. As a coach, how much say do you have in scheduling those matchups and trying to get those guys on your schedule?
Yeah, I mean, Adam Ritz, our athletic director that I work with, I mean, we talk about it every year, who's up on our schedule and who's new we can add. And so, I mean, I've got a lot of say on what we can do. And so, I mean, we're constantly looking at state rankings and things like that to challenge the guys. I mean, we don't want a schedule that's going to be super easy. We want to be pushed because at the end of the day, like I said, I mean, we're in one of the toughest sectionals in the state. And so, I mean, we've got to prepare our guys and get to that point.
All right. Well, that'll wrap it up for this interview. I appreciate you joining me. And we'll see you again this season.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com. Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7
WEEM. We welcome you back to this segment of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Liam Davis, and I'm joined alongside senior cross-country runner Zach White. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So obviously the season hasn't officially begun. You guys have been practicing, though. Mm-hmm. How has it been so far?
It's been good. Lots of hot days so far, but I'm excited. I think everybody's excited. Yeah.
So as before, we know that you're a really good runner. What are your expectations for this season?
Well, it being my senior year, I mean, I'm just going to try to give it everything I've got. Hopefully we can make it to state as a team, at the very least individually, me. I know a lot of these guys can do it too. So, yeah, I'm hoping that, I'll just leave it all out there. Not have any regrets. That's really the big goal.
And how long yourself have you been involved with cross country?
Since seventh grade. So what, that's 5 years now. Wait, six, I guess, six cross country seasons. Yeah.
Including this year to be six.
Yeah.
So with your experience, what would make a good cross-country runner?
So you don't really have to be naturally talented at cross-country to be good and successful. What you really need is you need to be dedicated to just go out there and run because that's what the sport is. That's all of it. You know, it's all running. So, I mean, if you're willing to run on your own, run when you don't want to, because I mean, to be honest, running's not really fun most of the time. So if you're willing to do that, then you're going to be a good cross country runner more likely than not. So,
and so typically, let's just say if this ever happens, rainy day outside and our, AC inside isn't working. What would you use to practice?
It depends on how bad it is. So if it's if it's raining and thunderstorming?
Let's say a thunderstorm.
Okay.
How would you practice?
Well, I'm lucky enough to have a treadmill at my house. So I would just go home, hop on the treadmill, and then do whatever we do after, whether it's core, just stretching or whatever. If I didn't have a treadmill, CSW, well, I know a lot of people have memberships. They've got nice treadmills. And if you really can't do that, no treadmill, no bike, anything like that, you know, an off day is okay every once in a while. Just get the stretches, the core, whatever you need to done. And then either you can make it up on the weekend or an off day, like I said, won't hurt every once in a while, but yeah.
How long do your practice usually take for a normal practice?
So the runs, let's just say on average 50, 60 minutes. And then outside of that, stretches, core, all that stuff, probably an hour and a half, I would say, for like a normal, mm-hmm. normal practice.
What's the like normal amount that you'll run?
Like mileage or
miles?
Or
yeah.
Miles. So it kind of depends just because we have like long run days, easy days, workout days. So obviously it depends, but I would put it at 7 is a pretty safe number, 7 miles. It can go anywhere from like, we can maybe do 5 at the lowest or like 11 or 12 at the highest. So it kind of just depends.
And how far do you guys run for an actual cross country meet?
It's just over 3 miles. 5K is like 3.1 something.
And is that for even sectionals included, state?
Yeah, that's for everything except we'll have these races called Hokum Caroms, which is just you and a partner. It's a mile. You do a mile, hand it off to your partner who does a mile. 6 of those in total, 3 each. So no matter what, you're running 3 miles, but
yeah,
it could be split up. But those aren't too common. So,
and so let's say really hot day outside and a new cross country runner and it's a really hard practice. And you as a senior, what do you have to do to be able to keep them motivated to continue to do cross country? Even if it's been a hard week, like 100 degrees outside and you're just running every single day, what do you have to do as a senior and as a, one of the leaders on this cross country team to keep them motivated?
It's a good question. So for me, I would just let them know that, you know, obviously everybody experiences heat exhaustion, even like off weeks, as far as like, you know, not feeling as good as you normally would. Weather outside, like we've been having recently, it kind of hurts for everybody. So it's a lot tougher when you're not used to it as a freshman or underclassman. But I think just letting them know that, you know, it's okay. Not every run has to feel great. Sometimes, you know, runs hurt more than usual. Sometimes they just kind of suck and you just have to get through it. It doesn't make you a worse runner just because you don't feel good on a particular day. Yeah, so I just talk with them.
And so let's say, how long does your cross-country season go for? Does it go like towards the winter time?
Yeah, so the longest that it can go in the normal season is state. That's the last meet, and that's usually November 1st, I think, or right around there.
And what if it's really cold out? How do you keep your body warm?
Yeah, so a lot later in the season that happens, and for track. You just need to make sure that you're wearing sweats, sweatpants, sweatshirts, blankets even, gloves. And then, I mean, you really only take those off right before you're about to run. And yeah, I mean, you just bundle up. It kind of sucks, just like it does on the other end with, you know, really bad heat that we've been having. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So obviously this is your last year of high school cross country and track and field. Do you see yourself going to college for it?
Well, the plan right now is to go to IU, which is obviously a bigger school. So, it seems like it wouldn't be likely just because, you know, you'd have to be pretty crazy fast to run there. But what I love about running is you can kind of just do it. Like, if you want to run, it's not the same as you know, football, soccer, you got to get a group of people together, maybe join a club. Running, you just put some shoes on if you want to go and, you know, you're off. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to continue running, whether it's for a team or just on my own. I just love it. So, yeah, keep doing it.
And if you don't go to college for cross country or track or anything like that, what would you want to do in college?
Like sports-wise?
Sports-wise, school-wise.
I'm sure I could find another hobby, you know, like some sort of other sport. I know a lot of runners play soccer too. Basketball. As far as like school, I think I want to be some sort of doctor. I'm not really sure yet. Yeah, I don't know. I can't really imagine without running right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just because we spend a lot of time.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, that will be all the questions I have for you and all the time we have for today. But whenever you guys come back, you'll have another interview in this Arabian Sports Network Coach Show, 917 WEEM.
Flash back to the 90s and take a trip down memory lane. Enjoy the best hits from the legendary stars of the 90s. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. We got all the hits you'll love. Tune in every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 9 for the ultimate 90s music experience. Relive the magic and energy of the era with 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios. Dental care for children and adults in Pendleton at 113 South Heritage Way. Phone is 765-229-5900. Online at drdanawright.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. My name is Zion Palmer. I'm joined here alongside Mr. Trevor Martin. We've had a pretty inquisitive coaches show today. We had a really good interview with Coach Richmond. I think we got a lot from it, especially with my interview with Coach Davey and Liam Davis's interview with Zach White.
Yeah, really. It was a great job, Zion. I think you obviously guys did a great job doing those interviews this past week and putting them on the air this morning. And I think Coach Richmond, again, always a good interview. I remember, you know, obviously when I was here, it was always great to have those conversations, you know, on Saturday mornings to kind of recap Mooresville, which there's some information there, but kind of like he said too, it's you're looking forward to next week, right? It's always, you know, week one. I think, you know, most coaches would say we want to go 1-0, right? And that's what the Arabians team is looking to do on Friday night. And it's nice that they get to start out at home, you know, for, I think, and having, you know, this year's schedule, having 5 home games versus 4 away games. We'll see where sectional, hopefully it's home for the Arabians, but if not, where that road takes them there. But it's always nice to have that schedule where you have more home games. And I think to start home is always just kind of nice. You know, like he was mentioning, you know, new quarterbacks and fresh faces on this year's team, but to be in front of this home crowd, I mean, I know what it's like being up in the box and seeing the Arabian community and these Pendleton fans get on board with these Arabians team. So I'm excited to see what Friday night brings. I think I may be here in the station helping you guys, making sure everything goes on air fine, but I know, like, you know, maybe homecoming or something I'll go out for, because it's always something so special to be part of this community. And I think this Friday night home opener is going to be nothing short of that, and I'm excited to see the energy and the community coming together as they do every Friday. But it's fun to see that here coming just in about 6 days for the home opener.
Yeah, what I really like about interviewing Coach Richmond is I feel like if you do your homework, if you do everything right, you learn something new every time.
Oh, no doubt.
And we got 3 quotes and, you know, 10 phrases I'm going to use on the broadcast on Friday.
Right, exactly.
You know? So we learned a lot. We'll get into the other sports. We'll start with boys tennis this week. They got 3 matchups. It's going to be quite the week for them. Tuesday, they're going to be at home versus Noblesville, their season opener. Go out and support your Arabians. I'm going to say that a lot here. That's going to be 5:30 p.m. start on Tuesday. And then the next day, they're going to be traveling to Frankton. That start at 4:15. And then after that, they're going to travel to Hamilton Heights, 4:30 start for them. So a busy week for the boys tennis team. Currently, no matches under their belt. We'll see 3 the next time we'll talk to them.
Yeah, that's crazy, Zion. I mean, back to back to back. It's, you know, hit the ground running, I guess. That's how tennis works in a lot of those matches. And you know, I'm sure they'll, you know, be ready and tired by Thursday night, after Thursday night's matchup against Hamilton Knights. And that's obviously kind of a far trip. Frankton, still a little bit of travel there, and at least they get to open at home this week. But yeah, though, I'm sure they'll be feeling it by the end of this week, because it'll be a tough three-match slate, you know, with Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But I'm sure hopefully they can come away with all three wins and hopefully compete in all those matchups, and excited to see, yeah, what this week holds for them. I'm sure, you know, hopefully every week isn't like that for them, but three matches is definitely a tough start for them. But hopefully they can, yeah, come out on top in all three of those.
Similar slate for the boys' soccer team. Their first game would be today at Guerin Catholic. Go out and support them. 3 p.m. kickoff.
What? This would be, yeah, or yeah, I think it is kickoff, right? I mean, it's for soccer.
I'm
I think
not sure. Yeah, yeah.
I guess, I know they all meet at center.
The game will start at 3.
There you go. Yeah. Just, yeah.
After that, they will play Thursday, August 21st, at home versus Lawrence Central, 7 p.m. start there. So their first home game against Lawrence Central. That's a tough team. You heard from Kyle Davey, this coach's show. They want that conference win this year. They want to beat that team in Fortville.
Right, and I think, I mean, that's a great way to set up for success there with Lawrence Central. I know there's only six classes in football, but I know Lawrence Central plays in 6A in football, so one of the bigger schools, you know, in Indiana. So that's definitely going to be a tough matchup, but at least they're at home. It would be probably about a 30-45-minute bus ride over there if it was on the road, but it's nice to start out at home. And I think Guerin Catholic, you know, like Coach Richmond kind of alluded to a little bit, just talking about how their physicality and how, you know, prestigious of a program they are, and I'm sure that translates to their soccer team as well, too. So tough matchup today, but at least for them, they have a little bit of a break. They'll have, what, 3 or 4 practices this week before they'll play on Thursday at home against Lawrence Central LC there. So excited to see what they bring for this week, and at least they have a little bit of time in between. I know it's going to be hot week, like Coach Richmond mentioned, so I'm sure a lot of hydration, a lot of things for these athletes this week. But hopefully this team, you know, starts again today, and then translate that to Thursday as well for their home opener for the boys' soccer team.
Yeah, so we'll move on to girls' golf. Currently 2-0, undefeated. I don't like saying that because they're only new 2 matches under their belt.
Right.
A little rough, but their first game starts today, August 16th at 9 a.m. versus, well, they're going to be traveling to LaPel. Wonder if they're listening to the ASN coaches.
Hey, they could be right there about 4 minutes from starting their golf match, so maybe that'd be awesome. Shout out to the girls' golf team if they're listening.
Yeah. After that, they're going to play Monday, August 18th at home versus Newcastle, 5 p.m. start. And then the 19th, Tuesday, quick turnaround, they're going to travel to Shenandoah at 4 p.m. to play the Raiders, I believe. And then after that, back-to-back games again. They will be at home versus HSE. That's a tough opponent in Hamilton Southeastern, and the Royals, 4:30 start at home.
And Zion's one again, too. You know, you got today, and then I guess, you know, obviously Sunday's off, like most athletes probably have Sundays off. And then, yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So tough stretch, but I feel like golf's one of those sports where, honestly, I feel like when you go out there, it's actually more helpful. I feel like you're more successful when you just have those matches, because yeah, you can always practice and things, but I think, you know, like most coaches would probably agree, nothing like, you know, being out there for a match, like in golf, and I think in any sport for sure. But I think it'll be good to have that competition. Like I said, they probably had a lot of off-season time where they were working hard and everything, so I think this is definitely one of those weeks where, yeah, 3 matches back to back to back, kind of like boys tennis. But I think that's, you know, the best experience for them is being able to get out and actually play those matches, whether they're home or away. It's just good to get out there and compete.
Yeah, moving on, we'll visit girls soccer. Their first game is today, I believe. Yes, 10 a.m. Start for them at home versus Yorktown. So leave once the ASN coaches show wraps up about 9. Head to the high school. Hey, go watch the girls' soccer team and Nathaniel Simer's coaching debut.
Right.
It's going to be a good game against a conference opponent. Start in Yorktown after that. They will play Noblesville Wednesday away at 7 p.m. start against the Millers. You know, we mentioned they had a tough season last year. 8-9-1 record. They came second in that conference. Fortville taking it again. That's gonna be a fun team to watch this season. I'm excited to see what he's gonna come and bring to the team. I mentioned we'll probably talk to him in the next 2 coaches shows and see what he's all about, see his coaching philosophy, and what he brings to this team. I'm really excited for the girls' soccer program in 2025.
Yeah, me too, Zion. Like I said, I mean, you mentioned how he was at Oak Hill, and then you mentioned he had the director of strategic planning at the Texas Soccer Lions Academy. So again, he's probably, you know, more, you know, professional, at least, you know, collegiate, like another level of soccer besides just high school. So I think anytime you've had experience at different levels, you know, even Coach Richmond, he's coaching a 1A, 4A, of course, Pendleton, or 3A, I mean, Western Boone, 6A, Lawrence Central. So he's coached at all levels. Same with, you know, Coach Summers there. So I think that's exciting to see what he'll bring to the table with having the experience that he does and the kind of the pedigree that he'll bring to this girls' soccer program.
Yeah, we'll talk about boys and girls cross country the next time we'll talk about them. It'll probably be about the same thing you've heard today. That hasn't been a ton just because they haven't had anything going on yet. Their first meet's going to be next Saturday, August 23rd, at Taylor University. It's the Trojan Invitational, their first of the year. You know, you heard from Zach White. They're practicing right now. They're getting ready, geared up for the season. With that, we'll move on to girls volleyball, the last sport we'll cover here. And this week, they have three matchups, the first one being Monday the 18th at home versus Richmond, 7:30 start. The next one will be Wednesday, August 20th. They'll travel the far distance to Anderson, 7:30 start for them. And then finally, August 21st at home versus Westfield, 7:30 p.m. start.
And Zion, you know, as you mentioned, Anderson, that's always one of those sports, you know, we've talked about it before, we talked about it last week, but Anderson, again, an opponent, anytime they play Pendleton, they're going to be up for it. And Pendleton, obviously, the same way, just one of those old rivalries that's been there, you know, been in the books for 20, 30, 40 years. It's always been that traditional rivalry for sure for Pendleton Heights against Anderson. So hoping to come out with a win there. And again, starting with Richmond, hoping to win that one. But Zion, I think the one that I kind of have circled, the one that'll be the, I think, toughest one this week will be, of course, home against Westfield on August 21st. Very, you know, big school, you know, I think tops in the state in football, basketball. They're always competitive. We play them in a lot of sports. And again, probably same thing, you know, for Coach Bark still there for the girls volleyball team. It's, you got to schedule these opponents, right? Because that's what's going to lead you to success. Ultimately, you know, again, sectional so tough, but to have these matchups non-conference against teams like Westfield, Richmond obviously brings a challenge, County School and Anderson, to have these tough matchups and to have these matchups this early in the season really kind of sets the tone for the rest of the season and what you'll see come sectional time, come regionals, so they can make it that far. Just as you progress in the season, it's good to have these tough non-conference opponents to start the season. So I think we'll have great matchups this week for girls volleyball.
Yeah, seventh in the conference, 7 of 8 teams in the conference, and they finish with a 1-6 record. That's not what you hope for. Things are going to look different this season, I guarantee it, especially, like you mentioned, playing a good team like Westfield. Gooder, I don't know where that came from. But, yeah, I mean, that's a very good program, and we'll see what they can do this season. Last year, they had a 17-15 record. With that, we'll move to football, who we'll cover just a little bit. We got to get out of here soon. Obviously, we talked to Richmond. We have the Lebanon matchup week one this week. Week one's notorious for some sloppy football. Last year was a bit of a firefight. The year before that, I think we beat them 15-0.
It was, yeah, 15-0, yep.
I personally don't know what to expect here. Brant Gray looks to be the starting quarterback. You've got Cooper Sims leading the way for the wide receiver room and some young guys who are going to try to carry the torch on through that. The running back room looks like DJ McCrary, the senior, and then the sophomore Joel Weaver, I believe Coach Richmond said on the Program Day Coaches Show, that's a perfect 1-2 punch. Very exciting things in the football scene and a lot of storylines to follow. And the Arabian Sports Network is the best place to follow, Matt.
It definitely is, Zion. Like I said, it's, you know, started last week with Program Day. It's continued this week. Obviously, you'll have pregame coverage before the game with Coach Richmond Friday night. Of course, the game coverage and the Coaches Show. I mean, you'll know every weekend, Friday and Saturday, you'll be covered here on 91.7 WEEM with the Arabian Sports Network. Obviously, I was a part of it when I was here, Zion. You're doing a great job this year as a sports director. So I'm just excited for our coverage to begin on Friday night and just continue throughout the season, and excited to see what this Arabian team, you know, last year, like we talked about, 500, 6-6. This year, every year, trying to improve that 7-8 wins, just being able to increase and be able to, you know, beat those teams. You know, New Pal, Mount Vernon, always tough opponents. Lost to them last year, be able to rebound and correct that this year. So excited to see what this team can do this whole season. And it starts Friday night with the home opener against Lebanon Tigers.
Yeah, well, with that, that'll about wrap up everything here for me and Mr. Martin. Thank you for joining me. It was a nice change to the studio.
Hey, of course, Zion. I'm glad to be with you. Great show. I'm glad we could do it. I'm sure, right? I think we had a couple more this year, so I'm excited to get back on the air with you.
Yeah, well, that'll about wrap it up. Thank you for tuning in, whether you listen for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or the whole thing. We really appreciate it here at the station. Our next broadcast will be the Friday football game. If you can't make it to the game, kickoff is 7 o'clock. We're going to have our pregame show 6:45, 15 minutes before. Me and my co-host, Max Heineman, we're going to break down the game, all the keys, everything you need to know. You'll hear a pregame interview from Coach Richmond. It's the best place to cover Arabian sports, and we're going to do that all games of the season. And then the next day, we'll be back here 8 to 9 for our third coaches show of the year. You're going to want to stay tuned. It's a fun season.
It is, Zion. Yeah, so excited to see what comes and ready to kick it off on Friday night.
All right, that'll wrap it up for me. Everyone, thanks for joining me. And I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside my co-host Trevor Martin. And you're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.